The head of the Communist Party, Wojciech Filip, was re-elected party leader at a national conference over the weekend, disappointing both reformists and radicals within the party who had lobbied for change. For years, the party has been split over whether to reject the communist legacy and become a modern left-wing force with a chance of one day entering government, or to remain loyal to its past. Jan Richter has been following developments and joins me now in the studio. Jan, I understand the Czech Communist Party is the only one from the former Eastern Bloc not to have renounced its name.
Yes, that's true. The Czech Communists never changed their name, but more significantly, perhaps, they never renounced the communist putsch of 1948. They still consider it a perfectly legal matter. The re-elected chairman, Wojciech Filip, has in fact said that it was more legal than the revolution of 1989. They also never recognized the communist regime as criminal, which of course satisfied the majority of their 78,000 or so members, but poses some serious problems in the future, as noted by the communist member of European Parliament Miloslav Ransdorf, who unsuccessfully ran for the post of chairman at the weekend conference.
There is a contradiction between the former image of the political left, which was the bearer of modernity, and this strong stress on modernity, modernization process was typical for the left in the past. Now, in Czech Republic, the left has the reputation of the conservative force. And it is something very difficult for the future because you cannot attract the support of the young being only the conservative force.
Now, Wojciech Filip was re-elected with a 65% share of the vote. Is he one of the conservatives as well?
Well, some of the things he says about all the good things communism brought to Czechs and Slovaks and blaming the crimes of the regime on the Cold War make him look like a true Bolshevik. But he is in a difficult position trying to keep both the hardliners, the old party members, and the reformers happy at the same time. The results of the conference show that the conservatives are stronger than the reformists for the time being. The member of the European Parliament, Miroslav Ransdorf, who is considered one of the leading moderate politicians within the party, only got 22 votes.
But are the communists really needing to change anything at all? Because they've been doing quite well, really, in recent elections, it seems.
Their recent election results have been quite good, although in the last election they lost some 15 MPs, in 2006, that is. But the real problem is that they're losing membership. I think they calculated themselves that they naturally lose 16 members a day. And as Mr. Ransdorf said, they're having problems attracting young members and young voters, especially, being the ultra-conservative and rigid party as they are. Many communist politicians also seem to be tired of the party's isolation in the last 19 years, and they know that their coalition potential is very limited. In fact, the head of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, who cooperated with the communists to a certain extent before the last parliamentary elections, rejected the invitation to the party conference over the weekend, precisely because they would not renounce their past. But for that, I think we will have to wait yet for some time before that happens and the Communist Party becomes a regular and modern left-wing party.
All right, Jan Richter, thank you very much.